Good morning. It's good to be up here today, and I hope that the time we have here together will be profitable for us. I know this is a lesson that in reviewing for and studying for, I'm reminded of things that I need to know, and so hopefully this time will be profitable for you as well, and this the things we'll have to look at. And what I want to look at today is the things that we do. The title of this lesson is daily, and it's things that happen consistently and things that we need to be consistently doing. I came up with the idea for this lesson a long time ago, and the way I built it was I just looked for all the times where it said either daily or, you know, day by day or all the time or things like that, and put those things together and kind of tried to theme them a little bit for us so that we can look at the things that we need to make sure that we are focusing on consistently. And of course, some of these things are going to be pretty intuitive, that they are, we're used to, they are going to happen. There are things that we do daily, right, that we're going to take care of, right? And for example, most of us are going to eat at least daily, right? And we're going to take care of some other things at least daily. There are recurring needs that we have, and in our physical needs, we can see those sometimes pretty readily. Even something so simple as, you know, if you're trying to keep house and you've got dishes, and it's better do them daily or you're going to end up with a whole lot of extra work, right? And so what I'd want to do is just look at, from a spiritual standpoint, the things that we're admonished to do on that consistent basis, or the things that we have the examples of understanding that we need to do on a consistent basis. So I'm going to look at the things that we need to do daily. And if you'll go ahead and turn with me to Acts, the 6th chapter, we'll look at one of them. And this is related, I think, to the fact that, hey, we have physical needs that we have to deal with on a consistent basis, right? And so in Acts, the 6th chapter, now in these days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a murmuring of the Grecian Jews against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. So we had, you know, in the early church, we see the examples of how they did a good job of focusing on taking care of one another, right? And did a lot to take care of their daily needs or, you know, whatever needs people had. And here you have folks who were widows who needed food, who did not have a steady source of income, so they were taken care of. And like we mentioned, right, most of us make sure we get food daily, right? And so here, the widows there in Jerusalem, there was a daily ministration. They took care of them on a daily basis, right? And this is something that we need to make sure that we're doing, is taking care of benevolence and other needs like that on a daily basis, because those physical needs are recurring and go on. So our benevolence, the things we do, need to be daily and consistent. So caring for widows, and this is not going to limit itself, of course, to widows, and we'll look a little bit more in James later, but we need to be taking care of people, of our brethren. In James chapter 2, if you'll turn over there with me, we will look at the fact that we need to actually do something here, right? We need to actually be making efforts. We need to be actively, not just passively doing this, not just thinking about doing it, but actually doing it. In James, the 2nd chapter, if a brother or sister be naked and in lack of daily food, and one of you say unto them, go in peace, be ye warmed and filled, and yet ye give them not the things needful to the body, what doth it profit? Right? So we have to set aside and make the efforts and think about how we are going to take care of these needs of others daily. And we need to have considered how to actually meet those needs. Not, again, not just think about, oh, they have needs, but how are we meeting them? And the early Christians, we saw, they had set up a daily ministration for the widows, right? We need to make sure that we're consistently going back to and thinking about our benevolence and our giving to others. I want to look at the example here of Cornelius. If you'll turn with me to Acts, the 10th chapter. Cornelius, spoken of very highly, he was a centurion, he was not a Jew, But he was, in verse 2, a devout man who feared God with all his household and gave alms generously to the people and prayed continually to God. He gave alms generously to the people. Again, we can see just from the context that this was not something that he did once, right? It was consistent. There were consistent needs, and he was consistently and generously meeting those needs. And that needs to be something that helps to define us. And as a matter of fact, what we do in taking care of other people is absolutely something that should define us. Back in James, we looked in James 2 about the need to actively work to take care of people. In James chapter 1, at verse 27, James says, "Pure religion and undefiled before our God and Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. That is, to give of ourselves to them. And, you know, especially in those times, you know, many of those needs would have been physical and you know, those daily recurring needs. But when you're talking about fatherless and widows, right, you're not just talking about physical needs, right? You're talking about emotional and social needs as well, that we need to make sure that we're working to minister to for one another and for those around us. So benevolence, these things that we do, need to be a daily activity, things that we are consistently looking at doing for one another. And if we look at the early church, right, they had a daily ministration for the widows, and there were other things that they did on a daily and consistent basis. Go ahead and turn with me to Acts, the second chapter, in verse 46. Here it says, "And daily, continuing steadfastly with one accord in the temple and breaking bread at home, they took their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to them daily those that were saved." So here we have the brethren encouraging one another, getting together and encouraging one another and sharing what we have in common, which is God and his blessings, on a daily basis. And so this is something that we need to make sure that we are doing, encouraging one another daily. Now, we might or might not have the freedom, right? They met in the tent. It says they were daily in the temple. And our society we don't feel like it structures itself that we could do that or that's best or easiest. But we have some incredible technologies at our fingertips that allow us to actively encourage one another even without being physically in the same place, right? So we can't get to the temple daily, but we can absolutely work to encourage one another daily, to share things on a daily basis with one another. And again, this is not every once in a while, right? They were consistently daily together. And we need to be focusing on that. Go ahead and turn with me, if you would, to Hebrews, the third chapter, and look at other things we need to be doing for one another. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, we're told, "But exhort one another daily, so long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." There's a lot of things in this world that try to drive us away from God, that try to undermine us, each of us. And the way that we are supposed to fight against that is we are to exhort one another daily. We are to encourage one another consistently. Not once a week we're to encourage one another. We're to exhort one another daily. And again, I think we have some incredible technologies that can help us do that. But also, we should be doing our best to work our schedules such that we are capable of doing this, which is a command that we're given, to exhort one another daily. And when we're doing that, in a few chapters later, in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, how are we to do that, right? He says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking our own assembling together, as the custom of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing nigh." We need to be being together, getting together. And again, I think technology can be an aid to this, but But the point is, we need to be getting together so that we can look each other in the eye and we can exhort and we can encourage and we can strengthen one another. And we can challenge one another maybe when somebody maybe is heading down a road to sin, right? We need to be able to note that, challenge it, stop it. We need to be able to encourage one another. And to do that, we need to be consistently communicating with one another. So we need to be daily working on encouragement. Paul discusses in 2 Corinthians 11, Paul's talking about all the things that he has been through. But capping that off, he talks about in chapter 11, verse 28, besides those things that are without, there is that which presseth upon me daily, anxiety for all the churches. Paul was concerned about the Christians and about trying to encourage and strengthen them. And he had tyranny of distance. He was familiar and close with Christians all throughout the known world at that time. And he was concerned about them on a daily basis. And he did something about it as much as he could. He traveled around to them. He sent letters. He did a lot of things to ensure that he was doing what he could to encourage them, to take care of them, because he loved them and he wanted to encourage them. So taking care of physical needs, showing benevolence is something we need to do daily. And taking care of our spiritual needs and encouraging one another is something we need to do daily. Also, we need to take care of our own spiritual needs daily. We need to focus on God on a daily basis. And one of the ways, one of the hallmarks of this is our prayer. If you would go ahead and turn over to Psalm 86, this is, I believe this is David speaking here. It says, "Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for unto thee do I cry all the day long. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and abundant in loving kindness unto all them that call upon thee." But David here talks about crying to the Lord, not just every day, but all the day. Right? So looking to God, talking to God, recognizing our need for God is something that we need to be consistently doing. We have a fantastic example. If you turn over to Daniel, the sixth chapter, in verse 10, now this is, we all know this story, right? Where the counselors of the king had decided that the way that they would entrap Daniel and get him in trouble was to get the king to sign a law that said that nobody could make petition to anybody except the king for 30 days. And so when Daniel knew that that writing was signed, that now it was the law that the only one you could ask petition of was the king. Well, he went into his house. Now his windows were open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, and kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. All right. So this is not something that Daniel decided, oh, well, they're trying to restrict me from talking to God. Well, that's what I'm going to do. This is something that Daniel did all the time. It was his habit, his daily habit. In fact, three times daily, specifically to take time out and focus on God. And that is, I think that's a great example for us. And that was something that he carved out the time to do daily. And I think we see this principle carry through. When Jesus in Matthew, the sixth chapter, is asked, how should we pray? In amongst the other things that he states in there, he tells us to petition to God for our sustenance, for the physical blessings that he gives us. But how does he say to do that? He says that we should pray, give us this day our daily bread. Well, that's what we're authorized to pray. Well, are you just going to do that once and hope that it lasts the week? Or are you going to pray daily for your daily bread? Okay, so this is, again, something that we need to do on a daily, on a recurring basis. Other things that we need to be focusing on, right? Everything. We need to be giving thanks to God for everything he gives us. In Philippians, the fourth chapter, starting in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your forbearance be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus. So, everything that might make us anxious needs to be taken to God. Now, I don't know, maybe some of you live a charmed life and you don't really have anything that causes you much in the way of anxiety, but maybe every few months or something. But I think for most of us, it's more or less a daily occurrence where something is going wrong, where we need God's help. We need to turn to Him in everything. And that's not going to be just daily, right? This daily bread or whatever, or even probably not even just the three times daily that Daniel specifically carved out as a plan, but a lot more than that. We need to take it to God, and we need to be in prayer consistently. Or as 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing, constantly, right? Never stop praying. We should be always in a state of prayer toward God. Certainly, we should not have some long period of time where we have ceased praying, right? So we need to be going to God consistently. One more we'll look at in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, verses 15 through 20. Here Paul writes, look therefore carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunken with wine, wherein is riot, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. So here we see Paul relating this, again, this daily looking to God and taking our cares to Him, but also the stuff we talked about earlier, daily encouraging one another. And here he talks about doing it in song, right? Together. We need to be doing these things together. We need to be sharing our concerns with one another and with God. And we need to be doing it consistently. And we can also look back at when we talked about Cornelius. When we talked about benevolence, right, and daily and taking care of that, what was the other thing that it said that he always did? It was prayer. So this is absolutely something we need to be focused on, is taking time to pray, making time to pray, praying when we don't have time, still looking to God, understanding that any problem we have to solve is best solved with Him and not without Him. So that we can always be ready. The next thing I want to look at that we need to be making daily efforts towards is righteousness. And I roll this in with preparedness, and when we look at a few of these scriptures, we'll see how those things are related. But if you will, go ahead and turn with me to Luke, the ninth chapter. And Jesus here says, He said unto all, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So we are to take up our cross daily. And that cross of suffering, of pain, of difficulty, of struggle is in focusing on Christ and on being like Him. That needs to be our daily pursuit of going through whatever we need to go to in order to be like Him, in order to serve Him. In the 21st chapter of Luke, we read, but take heed to yourselves, lest haply your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come on you suddenly as a snare. For so shall it come upon them that dwell on the face of the earth. But watch ye at every season, making supplication that ye may prevail to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So So Jesus is talking here about being prepared for judgment, right? And the way you do that is by consistently, on a daily basis, everyday basis, focusing your thoughts on doing what is right, not on enjoying the things of this life, not on pandering to your body and your desires, but on focusing on Him, so that we can be ready, so that that righteousness, that focus on doing what is right at all times, leaves us in a state of being prepared for the judgment. Go ahead and turn over to Acts, the 24th chapter, in verse 16. Paul here talks about what he did. He says, "Herein I also exercise myself to have a conscience void of offense toward God and men always." So spending the time to keep our conscience clear, to ensure that we've thought about and we are doing exactly what is right, to have focused on what God wants us to be, who God wants us to be, and what He wants us to do. Even back in the Old Testament, in Proverbs 8:34, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors." So we should be seeking, that's wisdom speaking now, we should be seeking after wisdom on a daily basis. It is not something that we do once and we get all the answers and now we're there. It is something that we consistently apply ourselves toward, look at our lives, look at Christ, and do our best to bring our life in line with Him and who He is. We are to be, as it says, as Paul admonishes in 1 Corinthians 15:58, after talking about all the incredible blessings that we have, in the hope that we have, and in the preparation for judgment, right? The hope that we have in being prepared for judgment through Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Always abounding in the work of the Lord. And, you know, we talked earlier about, say, the dishes, right? It's something that's always there. There's always work to be done. And we need to be turning ourselves to that work consistently, always, on a daily basis. We need to be focusing on what God wants us to do so that we are prepared, so that we are ready. And we need to be ready for the judgment, but we also need to be ready on a smaller scale for whatever problem gets thrown at us. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, Peter says, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts." So be righteous, focus on righteousness, "and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." We need to be ready to give an answer, to explain why we are who we are. And that rolls into the final point that I want to talk on. We've talked about benevolence, and we've talked about encouragement, and those things need to happen daily. We've talked about praying daily, and doing that together and singing together. And we've talked about the focus and the need for righteousness. And in order to maintain that righteousness, we need to be focused on study and teaching. But we need to be, again, ready to give an answer. You're not going to be ready to give an answer if you don't know the Scriptures, if you don't know what God has done for you. So we need to be ready to give an answer. And we need to be doing this on a daily basis. In order to be ready, you have to be focused on the Scripture on a daily basis. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, we talk about the Berean brethren occasionally. It says, "And now these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, examining the Scriptures daily, whether these things were so." They had new teachings, they had new ideas being presented to them, and they examined the Scriptures daily. They matched it up with what God said. So everything we do, we need to match it up with what God says. So we need to study, we need to examine the Scriptures, and we need to do it on a daily basis. Paul, writing to Timothy, puts it a little more generally, not on a necessarily daily, but he says, "Give diligence to present yourself approved to God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, handling aright the word of truth. We need to be spending time in the word in order to be able to use it well so that we can be prepared to give a defense. In Acts, the fifth chapter, in verse 42, again, what were the brethren doing in the early church? It says, every day in the temple and at home, they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus as the Christ. Every day, we need to be preaching Christ. The people around us need to know who Jesus is and what Jesus did. And that He is the Christ, that He is the Lord. That is what we're supposed to be spreading. Paul did this. We see, Paul focused his life and traveled wherever he needed to and found all sorts of ways to do this. But in Acts chapter 17, one thing I wanted to point out was he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons and in the marketplace every day with them that met him. So anybody that will talk to you about God, about Jesus, you need to be sharing with them Jesus. In chapter 19, a little bit later, it talks about, again, with Paul in his teachings, when some were hardened and disobedient, speaking evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. So it is okay to say, in some circumstances, okay, this is pearls before swine, but even in those cases where there are people that I can't get through to, I need to find those that I can, and I need to be sharing the word of God. And again, not just to say I need to be out teaching every day doing this, which is absolutely true, but I need to prepare my thoughts and my attitudes such that whenever I speak, it is leading people toward God. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, Paul writes, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer each one." So by studying and focusing on who needs to hear this, we spend time, we figure out how to meet each person where he or she is. So we need to be making these efforts on a daily basis. There are a lot of things that happen to us every day. And so in response, there are a lot of things we need to make sure that we are doing every day. We need to be on a daily basis thinking about how we are helping those around us and looking at the needs that are always recurring and always occurring and taking care of those needs. We need to be encouraging each one another consistently on a daily basis, not a weekly basis, not a couple of times a week when we even happen to get together. On a daily basis, we need to be focusing on spending as much time as we can together. And again, we have some great technologies that let us do that in some fantastic ways. And I encourage you to find ways to use them and work on those. We need to be spending time in prayer, alone, with those around us and with one another on a daily basis. We need to be focused on righteousness, on doing what is right every day. All day, so that we can keep our conscience clear. We seek after the things of God so that we can be a blessing to those around us. And we need to study and dig into God's word, into what He wants us to do, and be ready and able to share that. And these are things that they don't go away, right? They keep happening, and we need to do them daily. And sometimes it's hard. And these are not things that we can accomplish on our own. It is through Christ that we can get the strength to do this. And it is through looking to Him that we can be enabled to be value added in His kingdom. If you're here this morning and you are not a Christian, we certainly want to encourage you to become one, right? To look at doing these things on a daily basis so that you can reap the blessings, the benefits on a daily basis. and eternally being prepared to be with him forever. So that now there are lots of efforts that are daily. And they seem hard and they get hard. But Jesus said, take up your cross daily. But what's at the end of that, right, is a crown. We will have one day in the end where we will be with him. One glorious, beautiful day where we will sing his praises nonstop. And that is what we look forward to. If you need any help from us and need to respond to the gospel, we ask you to come forward as we stand and sing.